A group of immigrants became the newest American citizens today in Fairfax, Virginia. They wore masks and maintained the appropriate social distance. One of them was Janice Shinwari, an Afghan interpreter who began working with the U.S. military in his homeland back in 2004.
Today is a very special day in my life.
He shared his long, winding journey with NPR's Greg Myrie.
Many immigrants have inspiring stories. Then there's Janice Shinwari.
I want to recognize Mr. Janice Shinwari, who served for 8 years as a translator alongside American troops in Afghanistan.
Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, presided over the naturalization ceremony.
During his service, he saved the lives of 5 American soldiers. That is not something many people can say.
As an interpreter, Shinwari wasn't supposed to fight. But in 2008, an American unit was ambushed by the Taliban. He grabbed a rifle and rushed to the scene where he found Army Captain Matt Zeller.
I saw Matt Zeller that he was alive in a ditch. And there were Taliban behind him to kill him.
Zeller told NPR about the episode in 2013.
Somebody yelled, "Zeller," and I turned and I saw Janice shoot a guy. There was a guy rushing up to attack me, and Janice shot him, saving my life.
They've been close friends ever since. The U.S. government has had programs to bring Afghan and Iraqi interpreters to the U.S. after their service in those wars. But those programs have never worked smoothly. Shinwari had to wait nearly 3 years for his visa. He was on a Taliban kill list and spent most of that time on a U.S. military base near Kabul. Only rarely could he travel a few miles to his home for brief visits with his wife and 2 young children.
That was really hard for me, that I couldn't see my kids for a while. And the saddest part was that my kids couldn't go outside to play with the other kids because of some security reasons. They were home all the time.
When Shinwari and his family reached the U.S. in 2013, Matt Zeller set up a GoFundMe campaign. Within days, it raised $35,000. But Shinwari declined the money. Instead, he and Zeller used it to set up No One Left Behind, a nonprofit that works to bring interpreters to the U.S.
This is our responsibility, that we should keep our promise, that we promised these gentlemen in Afghanistan that if you serve for 2 years, you are eligible for U.S. visa.
More than 18,000 are still awaiting those visas. A similar number have come already. The transition can be difficult. Many struggle to get by with low-paying jobs. But Shinwari, age 42, says he's been fortunate. He says he's still saving lives by working at a company that makes rescue beacons for sailors. The U.S. military is a client. And what's the best part of his new life?
The best part is you're safe. You don't have to be worried. You can sleep well. Once you are here, you're free.
And with that, Janice Shinwari headed off to work. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Fairfax, Virginia.